T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. We have John Michaels on often, and I would imagine today he's not very happy, as are no Hurricane fans, including me. John Michaels, a passionate Hurricane supporter, grew up down here in Miami. He's been a longtime radio host in Atlanta. You can hear him now on 680 The Fan in Atlanta and nationwide on SB Nation Radio. He's got Canes tattooed on his arms, and his son is named Kane. And this guy lives and breathes Miami Hurricanes, and he is with us now. Go ahead, John Michaels. The floor is yours.
First and foremost, happy birthday, Hawk.
I wish I could be
out there celebrating your 50th birthday. My 45th just passed last Wednesday on the 13th. So are you a Scorpio?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Ah, you got the wrong end of November. I got the crazy middle part of November as a Scorpio. And let's be honest, on Saturday, I was so mad I wasn't even mad. I actually was watching this game in disbelief, waiting for my wife to like hit the upside the head and wake up out of a bad dream. How the hell do you lose to FIU? Isn't that a school where anybody can get invited and get accepted?
Hey.
Isn't that the school that just started football like 3 weeks ago? How the hell did we lose to them? Manny Diaz, I don't want to hear it's on you. We all know it's on you right now. I don't want to see visor guy on the sideline looking with a scowl and talking to Jaron Williams. And Blake Baker's more worried about how manicured his beard is and actually getting pressure on the quarterback. It is the lowest of the low. I'm 45 years old. I think the last time Miami was this low, Howard Snellenberger lost to FAMU in 1979. That's where we're at today in 2019.
And John, the thing we're talking about all day today, it's been the topic since the first segment at 2 o'clock, but how does a team that we saw against FSU dominate and Louisville put up 52, Jaron threw 6 touchdowns, to having a bye week 2 weeks later getting dominated for 4 quarters by FIU? What did you see in that game to justify the Louisville to FIU game? What happened?
It's completely mind-boggling, Channing. I have never seen a team be so Jekyll and Hyde like this. Like, I could get it if you would have came out and this was, I don't know, Pitt, and Pitt was to beat you. FIU's a team that just lost 37-7 to FAU. They gave up 50 points to Middle Tennessee. They were like 114th in run defense. Yeah, they had a decent pass defense because that's because teams could just run up and down the field on them at any time. Why are we running quarterback power on 4th-and-1? Why is Manny Diaz twice in the first half panicking and not just taking points? It's a calamity of errors. And I heard and saw some of his press conference today, and he talked about his team doesn't have the motivation to get up, and any little hint of success is really rubbing them the wrong way, and they're taking it to heart and whatnot. Who gives them the right to take anybody lightly? You're 6-4. You lost to North Carolina. You were down 28-0 to Virginia Tech. You lost to lowly-ass Georgia Tech, and now you lose to FIU. Every one of those kids from Miami, and I hope every one of them is listening to me, you should be embarrassed that you are now part of the worst loss in the history of Miami. If you're one of those kids out there that thinks you want to run to social media and be all happy because you got a player of the game plaque, you remember and be embarrassed that you lost to FIU. I don't know what it was. It looked like a team that was completely flat. It looked like a team that thought they were going to walk out because they had the U on the side of their helmet and roll over FIU. And it looked like a team that took all the praise that I'm sure you guys gave, that I gave, that many other publications, State of the U, and everybody was giving for those 3 wins in a row. They took that to heart like they had won a damn national championship when all they did was beat 3 teams that they were supposed to beat. This isn't the Miami I grew up loving. This reminds me of what's going on in Tallahassee right now. This reminds me of what was going on at the end of the Will Muschamp era in Florida. Just because you play for one of these schools, you haven't earned a damn thing other than the scholarship and the right to work your ass off like a lot of these former players did. It's sickening what's happening to my University of Miami Hurricane.
John Michaels from SB Nation Radio is with us. All that being said, are you of the opinion that Manny Diaz has to go or Blake James has to go? I'm not.
No, I'm not. And I actually wrote a piece at stateoftheu.com earlier today. I had to gather my thoughts because I was like 9 Tito's and Red Bull in at the end of that game. I was pretty schifozo by the end of the day. So I didn't want to write them because there would have been some curse words. And Cam would have been really mad at me for what I would have put, pen to paper. But I wrote today, and I said, I know Manny Diaz is not getting fired. We could yell and scream and picket and bring pitchforks and fire and whatever. Manny Diaz is going to be the coach next year. It's simple and plain. It's economics in college football. He's not going anywhere. But this type of loss, something has to happen. It can't just be swept under the rug that we're going to fix this. Some heads have to roll, whether it's his buddy Blake Baker, whether it's Dan Enos, I don't care. Manny Diaz has to make an example. And I'd also, if I'm him, and this is what I put in the article, I'd make an example of one of these players. I keep hearing all these rumblings of guys missing practice and they're lackluster at practice. We had Tate Martell had a medical emergency, and I'm using air quotes when I say that. And he wasn't at the game on Saturday. If you're not with us, get the hell off my team because we're not winning football games with you anyway. Jeff Thomas, if that's you, you're not happy here, go to Illinois. Tired of seeing you anyway. Tate Martell, if you want to transfer, go to UNLV. Just leave your sister behind. I don't care. I'm sick and tired of hearing. Yeah, his sister's got to stay. His sister's hot. She can stay in Miami.
John Michael said it. I didn't.
I agree, though.
I'll own it. Channing, am I lying? She is.
Oh, no. Yeah, she got something now. Hey, Hawk ain't seen her. I don't know.
Crowder said it, too. Wasn't me.
But the point being, he's got to make an example of somebody or something. You can't sweep an FIU loss under the table because right now we are the laughingstock of college football. CBS had us as their number one story. Florida International beats Miami. I said, you got to be kidding me. That's where Miami is in 2019.
And, John, are you upset about I called it Flopgate on my notes, but just the FIU players, you saw them. Some of them were just ridiculous. Running off the field, stop and fall down. Are you as upset? Are you putting that flopping on the loss as much as some of these UM fans are trying to put it on there?
No, it had nothing to do with why we lost. Was it Bush League? Absolutely. Did Butch Davis coach it up? Of course he did. He realized that if Miami went tempo, they were in trouble. And every time Miami would go tempo, he'd fake an injury. I think it's a Bush League BS move. Miami didn't lose the game because FIU players were falling down. Miami got their ass kicked. They were down 23-3 at one point. Don't let the 30-24 score fool you. Miami was getting dominated on both sides of the ball by Florida International. What I didn't like, and it made me change who I think about Butch Davis, how dare you bring up DJ Dallas and what happened to him in the game and mention him in your post-game press conference? I always rode for Butch Davis. I wish they would have hired him 2 different times and brought him back to Miami. But what I think about him now, I don't ever want to see him talk about the University of Miami again because he lost that right. How dare you talk about a kid's injury and say, we weren't booing when their kid hurt their elbow. It's a little different. DJ Dallas had to be, he was screaming. He had his arm basically sitting there limp as he walked off the field. He's probably done for the year, and this guy had the nerve to talk about one of our players. Butch Davis, you're dead to us. You were never a good enough coach to actually win a national title at Miami.
Wow, I was just going to ask you if you felt good for Butch Davis at all after the victory.
Yeah, no. And you know the bad thing? Until I heard the DJ Dallas thing, I always liked Butch Davis. You go back through my social media, you'd see time and time again, that's who I wanted as Miami's coach instead of Mark Richt. They should have hired him over Al Golden. They should have let bygones be bygones. What he did the other day, it just shows me he's a low-rent guy. And obviously him not getting the job at Miami has really gotten under his skin time and time again. You just don't talk bad about a kid that clearly was hurt when you know good and damn well your kids were faking injuries to slow up the tempo of the game.
John Michaels, longtime radio host in Atlanta, 680 The Fan, and nationwide on SB Nation Radio. Real quick here before we run out of time. So wrap up the season. What's the story of the season? Manny Diaz's first season. I had said this earlier when Will Manso was on with us. You know, you beat FSU at Doak. You handled Louisville. I thought you played tough against Florida and UNC. A couple bad losses with Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech, and a monumentally bad loss Saturday against FIU. But how would you write the narrative of the first season?
An utter disaster.
Really?
That, you're supposed to beat this. Oh, yeah. You're supposed to beat this FSU team, the team that fired their coach. Louisville came off a worse rebuilding job after Bobby Petrino. You're supposed to blow them out. What have they done that makes you go, man, I'm really proud of this team? Okay, Jaron looks like he's your quarterback for the next couple of years. You've got some emerging stars in Greg Russo. I like some of the secondary players. Some individual stories sound great. But go back and really examine this schedule and you're 6-5. It's an utter disaster. Next year's schedule is even more embarrassing because you swap out Florida for Michigan State. You swap out Bethune. I think you get Wagner, whoever the hell Wagner is. You have an awful schedule a year from now, but you've proven nothing. The FIU loss took from what I thought was going to be maybe a B-minus overall grade to a D or a D-plus at best. And that's if they can pull off a win at Duke and then somehow beat Navy or Liberty or whoever the hell they play in a bowl game. It's been a disaster for Manny Diaz. Everything that he did with all that bravado in the offseason, showing up on a yacht, new chains, touchdown rings, it looks really, really hollow right now when you're 6-5 and you lost to the little brothers who just started playing football like a month and a half ago.
There you go. I think John Michaels sums it up for a lot of Hurricanes fans. A little more extreme than me, but he does sum up a lot of people's feelings. John Michaels, follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U. Thank you for making time for us, John. Have a great Thanksgiving, too.
Anytime, guys. You do the same.
There you go, John Michaels. He was... Was he as angry as... angrier than you thought, Crowder? He was angry. I didn't think he was going to be...
He was very rational. I thought he'd just be hot, yelling, screaming, trying to stop himself from cussing. It was well thought out.
Yelled that Butch Davis is dead to us.
Yeah, and he went off on a tangent about somebody's sister.
Yeah, you agreed upset. With him.
Hey, bro, have you seen nothing? Never mind. I'll tell you during the break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.